This is Mythical.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
If you want to annoy an overly polite Chick-fil-A employee, tell them how many chicken sandwiches Popeye sold last year. But hype be damned, because today we're asking the question, is Popeye's chicken sandwich overrated? This is A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Hendizadeh.
And today, well, Nicole, we should talk about tomorrow first.
What's happening tomorrow?
The day after tomorrow was a great Randy Quaid vehicle.
Oh, I was going to say Jake Gyllenhaal.
Dennis Quaid.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Randy Quaid definitely was not in the day after tomorrow.
Who's Randy Quaid?
He's Dennis Quaid's brother, and he thinks that there's a group of Illuminati-funded assassins after him. That's not the point. We shouldn't talk about Randy Quaid. The point is, so tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, we have a video coming out on YouTube where I'm talking all about the chicken sandwich wars.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
A good video.
And so every new fast food restaurant is coming out with a chicken sandwich billed as like a premium chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all doing that because they're trying to take a bite out of Popeyes, because Popeyes launched a chicken sandwich in August of 2019 that absolutely broke the internet.
Yes, it did.
But it also has people divided.
Really?
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of people, because anytime something gets overly hyped, then there are the detractors, right? There's the reply guy on Twitter. It's like, the chicken sandwich isn't even that good. I make a better chicken sandwich, blah, blah, blah. And so I thought today we could break down whether or not the Popeyes chicken sandwich is overrated or not.
Overrated?
You know, so you don't think it is?
No. Do you think it is?
It's tough. It's tough to say, because
I remember the second the sandwich came out, you and I said, yo, let's eat this damn sandwich.
Yes, we sure did.
And then we did. And then I think we sent Trevor to wait in the line. You cut it in half, and then we cut it in quarters. And then at this time, it was just the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a quarter, you had a quarter, Trevor had a quarter. And then you said, this is the best dang chicken sandwich I've had in a long time.
You are misrepresenting my work. Oh.
Let me finish.
Go, you, sorry. You know I yelled
what?
Early.
You need to learn mindfulness, young man. You need to learn how to be mindful. And from a fast food restaurant. And I said, it's not that good. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're changing your tune now.
Because I've had the other chicken sandwiches from many different fast food restaurants, and none of them hold a candle to Popeyes.
That is the big question here, right? Because this is all context dependent.
Yes.
So I do believe that Popeyes has made the single best fried chicken sandwich that any fast food restaurant has done.
Mm-hmm.
However, the bar for fast food is pretty low, because it's fast food. That's like what it's designed to be, right?
But it's so good that it tastes not fast foodie.
Okay, but that's my question then. If you took the Popeyes chicken sandwich and you put it in a different context, right?
Say
you went to, why is Doghouse in Burbank the only restaurant that ever comes to mind for me?
I don't know.
Say you went to like a fast casual place and you ordered a chicken sandwich and the Popeyes chicken sandwich came out.
Uh-huh.
Would you be happy with it?
Okay, so this is literally an SNL sketch where it's like, you're at your favorite Italian restaurant. They bring out a plate of spaghetti. Surprise, it's actually Olive Garden, haha. And then it's like two gangsters like, I've been eating here for 25 years. What do you mean the chef didn't make it back there? Vincenzo's my brother or whatever. So this is the same exact thing. But yeah, I think I wouldn't mind it. It's a good sandwich. It's delicious.
It's a very good sandwich. It punches above its weight class in
totally.
The way that it doesn't feel like a fast food sandwich.
Totally.
It feels like a very average sit-down restaurant chicken sandwich. Which is incredible for what fast food. Because if you got a fast food burger from any actual sit-down restaurant, you'd be like, hey, yo, y'all just got like the frozen burger pucks in the back. What are you doing? This is weird. Like, if you really, isolate a fast food burger. Again, mm-hmm. I love fast food burgers. The Whopper for me is an absolutely fantastic sandwich.
I'm
Carl's
not a Whopper
Jr.
Girl.
Western bacon. Really? No. I love the acrid taste of that charbroiler
no,
grill.
No, it doesn't work for me.
The beef fat kind of like, it gets to this like toxic temperature and it uh-huh. imparts this like insane smoky flavor into the Whopper that I crave like catnip.
It's so funny.
I really enjoy it. But if you were to like completely isolate a fast food burger from context, mm-hmm. albeit delicious, it's like very kind of like emulsified, overcooked beef that if you were to get at a restaurant where you thought they were cooking them fresh, you'd be very confused.
Yes, I agree with you on that.
And that's typical with previous fast food chicken sandwiches too.
Previous.
Like a McChicken. Well, not even the McChicken, because the McChicken is, it started off in the dollar menu, right?
Yeah.
It's basically a big-ass chicken nugget inside
it's
a bun with some hot mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really delicious. And I love processed chicken sandwiches like that. Burger King, Long John chicken. You don't like that?
The long chicken patty looked like a tongue.
I love the big old chicken tongue.
No, that was weird.
It's like two McChickens humping.
It's not humping. It's making love.
It's an obscure Al Madrigal reference. One of my favorite stand-ups out there. Shout out to Al Madrigal. Come on the show. But anyways, I love those processed chicken sandwiches. But then there's this new era of like premium chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, where it's like a GMO-free chicken breast or chicken thigh. Like,
yeah.
No, what is it? Water added, like Foster's Farm chicken and stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. But all the fast food ones, like I'm thinking Wendy's is a good example of the more expensive chicken sandwiches.
We also did that too. We just have a bad habit of anytime a new chicken sandwich comes out, we just say, we got to eat it. We got to try it. So we actually have like is it called a dog in this fight?
We do have a dog in this fight.
We have a dog in this fight because we're so passionate about chicken sandwiches from fast food places.
Yeah.
And that was poop.
Yeah. Wendy's chicken sandwich, none of these do really hold up to Popeyes. You're right. Like taste for taste.
Even the McDonald's, the new stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
It's pretty bad. But the thing about the Popeye sandwich is like they just figured out how to create a like supply line and a training for employees that caused them to like erase the fast food taste out of it, which to me is the most incredible thing that they did.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm hesitant to say it's not overrated is simply because of all the parking lot brawls.
Yeah, I was going to bring up, were there a few like shootings and stuff?
I mean, there were shootings, there were parking lot brawls for all the people trying to, I mean, once something, it no longer became about the chicken sandwich, right? It became about having a collective experience
yes,
as a society.
Correct.
Right? You wanted to know what other people were experiencing. You're
yes.
like, oh my God, I saw a picture of the Popeye's chicken sandwich, eater, whatever, called it the best chicken sandwich of all time. So I want to go have that. The employee's not making it fast enough. I'm going to pull a knife. We've all been there.
No, I have not.
Well, metaphorically speaking, of course.
Not a big fan of that kind of behavior. But that's just me.
Speaking of the hype, let's just go through the numbers real quick. So August 12, 2019 is when Popeyes officially debuted their chicken sandwich.
Wow.
Chicken sales, I mean, I talk about this in the video, but it's all because beef is getting very expensive. So fast food restaurants are all just like doubling down on chicken. You've seen McDonald's they had like the Mighty Wings, the Chicken Selects. Carl's Jr. is doing the spicy nugs. They're all just really trying to push the chicken. Popeye's never really had a like viable boneless chicken option. They had their tenders and they had the thing that I called the greatest fast food item of all time. The 99 cent like budget wrap, those red beans and rice and a chicken tender and a tortilla.
Never have I ever had that, but that sounds really good.
It's really like, what's bad about that? It's like
nothing.
It's like a soul food burrito.
That
sounds great.
Delicious.
Absolutely fantastic.
Perfect.
But anyway, so Popeyes basically realized that these chicken sandwich sales were exploding. Chick-fil-A had been dominating the game for so long.
Yeah,
they were
Chick-fil-A.
Like, it's finally time for us to get in the game. How they settled on completely like revamping their chicken process and getting these large brioche buns, it's a big sandwich.
It is. It's huge. It's huge and it's worth the money.
It is worth the money. I mean, it's a, you know, about $5 retail. Why would you be buying them wholesale? I don't know.
They were selling for $1,000 on eBay at one point, which I feel so stupid about not capitalizing
on. It's like reselling Jordans or PS5s. You just
Yeah, but it's a sandwich.
Should have bought 1,000 sandwiches.
Should have done it, Josh.
We could have been millionaires by
now. Yeah, you know, peace out. You never seen me again.
Okay, so anyways, through the month of August, the sandwich went so viral that it raked in an estimated $65 million in media value.
Wow.
So basically the equivalent of them, you know, spending $65 million on advertising.
Unbelievable.
All the free press. The sandwich sold out nationwide from stores within 2 weeks, and it caused a slew of parking lot brawls and mini riots, which only led to more media coverage. That's the craziest thing about this. All the I mean, I watch so many, like, parking lot disasters of the Popeye chicken video.
You watch a lot of World Star?
Actually, yeah, I do. I don't think it's good to, like, you know, provide a demand
that's
for those
okay.
types
of
videos.
I enjoy it, too. I get in the mood every now and
yeah,
then.
Yeah, I had to stop. I had to, like, train myself to stop yelling world star anytime something, like, happens.
Anytime you record something?
Yeah.
Every time we
world star!
Every time when Josh first started making food videos on his own, he would say, world star!
God, no. Oh, please, no. So in just 2 weeks, Popeyes increased their share of the fast food chicken sandwich market by more than 400%
wow.
previous month, which is crazy. So the chicken sandwich market, that refers to any sort of like chicken wraps and basically non-chicken sold by itself. And again, Chick-fil-A is always the biggest dog. And then finally, Popeyes increased total in-store sales by 38% from the previous year's quarter. So that is
unbelievable.
A massive fast food company increasing sales by 40% from the previous year. Absolutely bonkers.
It was a cultural reset, let's be real here.
It was.
That sandwich was crazy.
It was, and it caused everyone else to change. But why I'm hesitant to say it's not overrated is because Popeyes was always so perennially underrated.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying.
I think Popeyes has always had the best fried chicken in the game. It's better spiced than KFC.
Mm-hmm.
I think their batter is just generally better. I know KFC, I believe they use a pressure fryer.
I think they do too, yeah.
Situation. But to me, Popeyes, apparently they do like a flour and egg batter for the wet coating.
Brilliant.
It's brilliant, right? Because you're going to get just essentially more starch caked on there.
Yes.
And then as long as you're, you know, frying it nice and super hot, it's going to retain all that crunchiness. I think Popeyes has always been really fantastic, from their sides to their little dollar value menu wraps.
Mm-hmm.
That for me, when they came out with the chicken sandwich, that was absolutely bonkers good. I was like, this is what Popeyes would do. Popeyes has always been good. This is a very good chicken sandwich. Why is everybody surprised? You know
okay.
what I mean?
For me, I don't think Popeyes has the best chicken. I do believe Chick-fil-A has the best chicken, and
no.
I will stand by that. Yeah, I
no,
do.
You do not.
Yeah, I do.
When's the last time you ate it?
Whenever you got the chicken sandwiches for the Chicken Wars thing.
Really? You ate that Chick-fil-A, and you're like, this is the what about Chick-fil-A speaks to you?
It's my favorite chicken, but Popeyes is my favorite sandwich, the spicy one in particular.
Interesting, because to me, the Chick-fil-A sandwich, it's not crispy at all. It doesn't retain any crispiness. The batter is like...
Really?
It's not like falling off, but it's just so thin. And to me,
really?
I've never had a Chick-fil-A sandwich that was anything close to juicy. It was always just
really?
Like super, super dry.
No way.
I mean, I've only been to Chick-fil-A maybe about 5 or 6 times.
Oh,
and every single time I went... I remember, so we talk about regional fast food hype all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it a lot in our In-N-Out episode, and I can never eat an In-N-Out burger for the first time again, right? Pandora's box has been opened. I can never close it and go back. But I remember when I went to Shot Put Camp.
Uh-huh.
You're ready for some Shot Put Camp stories?
I'm born ready.
Bunch of beefy teens hanging out in Spokane, Washington. Anyways, my roommate was a dude named Caleb, and I hope he hears this, from Atlanta, Georgia. And he was just a good old-fashioned Georgia boy, and he really talked like this, and he was
That's
so polite.
Cute.
And he was like, oh, man, you never had Chick-fil-A? You need to get down to a Chick-fil-A. Boy, I tell you what, they got the best chicken sandwiches, and they ain't open on Sundays. But anyways, so we had hyped this up for a long time, and then finally a Chick-fil-A came to Southern California. They had a huge national expansion, and I tried it with, you know, all this hype of Caleb from Atlanta, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, this ain't as good as Wendy's. Like, it was just a dry chicken sandwich. I like the fact that they have a ton of sauces.
What about
I hate
the
their
flavor?
Politics,
what about the... I hate their politics, too.
I feel like anytime you mention Chick-fil-A, you gotta just be like, their politics are garbage.
Oh, without a doubt. I do not agree with their politics or their policy at all, but they make a good chicken.
See, I hate both, and I exercise my right to hate both.
You have every right to exercise your right. But you don't think the chicken's good?
No, I think what they did, like, their chicken doesn't have fillers. It doesn't taste like fast food chicken.
It
tastes like bad homemade chicken.
No, really? You know who has the best chicken, like, bites ever? Shake Shack.
Oh, well, they do the Chick-fil-A thing. I mean, it's just they call them like nuggets, or do they call them bites at Shake Shack?
I don't know what they're called, but it's like this beautiful flaky, like tempura-y, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Fall off, like it's like feathers.
It's a lacy wet batter.
It's lacy, mm-hmm. feathery, beautiful. That's the best piece of like little chicken. But and then I think I don't know, there's something about the spicy mayo and the pickles and the buttermilk brine chicken of Popeyes with the brioche bun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a beautiful amalgamation of flavor and texture and heat and crunch that like Chick-fil-A doesn't hold a candle to. Wendy's doesn't hold a candle
mm-hmm.
to. But I think on its own, if I were to isolate the chicken on its own, It doesn't do it for me.
I want to put this to a blind taste test for you.
Okay, do
so
it.
So badly.
What are you
God,
doing?
God, I wish we had that here. I wish I could just pull it out from under the table.
I know. Like, why didn't you?
The Spork team tried 8 White Castle frozen products, including the sliders, of course, and ranked them all from worst to best. Check out the full ranking on Spork.com to find out what White Castle delights the freezer section holds.
What are you talking about? Something about chicken sandwiches. You brought up Shake Shack. Shake Shack has a chicken sandwich. Have you had it?
I've had their gochujang chicken sandwich, and
oh,
it's delicious.
I've never had that. Is it good?
Oh my God. Actually really freaking good. Like really, 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 really good.
So they do, their standard chicken sandwich is McChicken construction.
Mm-hmm.
We now have these sandwich archetypes,
yes,
which is funny. McChicken construction is mayonnaise, lettuce. Oh, there's no pickles on it, actually, but Chick-fil-A does have pickles.
Chick-fil-A does have pickles,
Or not Chick-fil-A, sorry. Shake Shack does have pickles.
I don't remember. I ate the gochujang one, so I don't know what I don't know what I did. I don't know what I ate.
Makes sense. But the Popeye's sandwich archetype is just fried chicken, spicy mayonnaise, thick pickles, sheeny, glossy, shiny bun that I believe they call brioche, but there's no legal... right? It's just, it's shiny is what it is and big. But Shake Shack has lettuce on theirs, and they use a wet batter. And it's a very good chicken sandwich, but their chicken, right, it's not, like, processed, and so it can be a little bit dry sometimes, and it's all white meat. And now I'm wondering, if you put Popeye's chicken sandwich in a Shake Shack wrapper and served it to me, I would enjoy that a lot more than the Shake Shack chicken sandwich. So who am I to get off calling Popeye's overrated?
This is all just
I'm trying to figure out the level of restaurant that could serve me a Popeye's chicken sandwich, and I would be disappointed.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Where you wouldn't be disappointed, or you would be disappointed?
Where I would be. Because I'm saying, like, if they served me a Popeye's chicken sandwich at Shake Shack, I would be happy.
Okay, we're at Shake Shack, so you're happy. We go to CPK.
I would be very happy, but only because I have such low standards for what CPK would serve me outside of their delicious Thai chicken pizza and barbecue chopped chicken salad.
Okay.
But no, I would be happy. I would be. I know what you're saying. Like, you pay $12 for that. It comes with a side of fries and like 8 leaves of baby lettuce.
Yeah. A little bit of carrot.
Single cherry tomato.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Okay. Cheesecake Factory.
It's big. It's a big sandwich. It wouldn't look out of place.
Imagine they put a little frilly toothpick on it.
Put a little frilly. Oh my God. They got a little frilly. A little pickle spear on the side.
Yeah.
I would not be disappointed.
Okay. Let's think about another restaurant that you...
Have you been to Son of a Gun?
I knew you were going to bring that up. Yes, I've had the chicken sandwich. I've had it 3 times. I don't love it.
I do not either.
Oh my God. Yay.
So Son of a Gun, for context, it's this restaurant in LA. A lot of people sort of credit them for pioneering the fancy chicken sandwich trend.
Yes, I've heard.
Even though it's probably actually Bake Sale Betty's in Oakland who was one of the first to really do it.
Okay.
But anyways, a lot of people talk about John Shook and Vinny Totolo. They opened Animal in LA. They're two very formative chefs in the fine dining space, but making kind of like stoner food. Out of that. So they make a fried chicken sandwich that is just a brined chicken breast that is fried. It's put on like a nice bun with a nice slaw and a Frank's Red Hot aioli or something.
I think so. It's a delicious sandwich, but it's not the best fried chicken sandwich I've ever had at a restaurant in LA.
No, me neither. And the last time I went there, the chicken was just super dry. It was just, that's the difficult thing about cooking chicken breasts is that they get super dry. Props to Popeye's. I think they wet brine their chicken so heavily.
Mm-hmm.
If that chicken is not wet brined, then color me absolutely gobsmacked.
Know. Yeah, it's really juicy.
It's got that snap to it that
it's
a brined
thick.
Chicken has, and it's thick.
It's thick. It doesn't shrink. It has no shrinkage. Unless,
no.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you can't hide when it's thick. If it's thin chicken that's dry, then you can get by with the sauce and the pickles and all that. You can mask it, right? Like a Wendy's.
Because the equation of the sandwich.
Exactly.
Sandwich equation.
Popeye's chicken cannot run. From flaws.
No.
And I've had a couple of Popeye's chicken sandwiches that are on the drier side, but then I've had some that are fresh off the line that are oh my God.
Yeah, they're really good.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm a little bit hungry too, and the mouthgasm that is going on in my brain movies right now, it's pretty impeccable. I mean, Popeye's did that.
So what if you had a Popeye sandwich at Son of a Gun?
If I had a Popeye's chicken sandwich at Son of a Gun right now, the place that serves their chicken sandwich for $18 and they're often credited for sort of inventing this fancy chicken sandwich movement, I think I may prefer the Popeye sandwich. I would prefer the Popeye sandwich to the last sandwich that I had at Son of a Gun.
Okay, let's go a little step further, okay? What if we're at Cut, Wolfgang Puck's Steakhouse?
Once you get to a point, I was having this discussion with like how I think you can tell a lot about a person from seeing them interact with restaurant servers.
Yes, of course.
Right?
Always.
And I am generally, you know, very forgiving on literally anything. You can spill hot soup on me, I'll still tip 20%. Whatever.
I don't know if I do that.
But once you've But I'm saying, like, once you get to a certain level of dining, like Wolfgang Puck's Cut, uh-huh. a place that, like, solely serves for special occasion events, then at some point, like, the service being impeccable is part of why you're paying $80 sure. for a dish or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? And so at some point for me, I'm like, there's give and take where, like, you can only take so much. So I'm saying, like, if I got a chicken sandwich from Cut that was Popeyes, I would for sure expect more.
Okay.
I would be, even a place that specialized in chicken sandwiches, because Son of a Gun, they're like a fancy restaurant. They got hamachi crudo.
I love Son of a Gun's food. It's actually really bomb food. Like, their other stuff, like their lobster roll that's the size of the palm of my hand, is amazing.
It is. No, yeah. they have a lot of great food. But I'm saying, it, to me, I think the Popeyes chicken sandwich would be out of place at, like, an actual fine dining restaurant.
Hmm.
But at a hipster fine dining restaurant like Son of a Gun, I think it might just blend in and be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But if I went to a chicken sandwich specialist,
like?
They served me at, like, Howlin' Ray's, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So Helen Ray is Johnny Ray's own.
Amazing.
Absolutely amazing, right?
Yeah.
And he uses, like, Mary's organic chicken breast. And I remember the first time I had his sandwich, he is making Nashville hot chicken sandwiches in Los Angeles. He did a whole pilgrimage to Nashville to learn how to do it. He worked for Sean Brock in Nashville.
Wow.
And all this stuff. And I remember the first time I had his sandwich when he was still working out of a truck, I was like, man, I wish this was TBH. Wish it was chicken thigh. And he was like, no, man. Like, keep eating it. You'll see why. It takes so much skill to cook a chicken breast.
Oh, my God. To deep fry a chicken breast?
Especially to deep fry a chicken breast.
Oh, my gosh. What a process.
Because if it doesn't come out, like, you need to brine it to get salt all the way through and to retain that juiciness. You need to cook it to a specific internal temp. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it just ends up super, super dry. Cooking a chicken breast is more difficult than cooking a steak.
Oh, my. I 100% agree. People will not agree with us on that, but I agree with you 1,000,000%.
Yeah, but a lot of people think they don't like chicken breast, and I was one of those people that mm-hmm. was included in that.
Yeah.
Because everyone thinks it's dry, it lacks flavor, blah, 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 but that's the skill of the chef, right, is to make it not dry and to give it flavor.
Yep.
And so, I mean, even if you cook a boneless, skinless chicken breast, there are things you can do to it as a cook to make it really, really absolutely delicious. And the first time I've ever thought of chicken breast as, like, a luxury delicious meat was because of Johnny Ray's Own.
Wow.
The, like, purity of chicken flavor and the seasoning and the doneness and the temperature, and not even to mention the spices and condiments. I mean, it gave me the pleasure of an incredible, perfectly cooked steak.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a great story.
So, thank you.
You're welcome.
I told it myself.
I know.
Yeah. Well, do you want to hear about the time that I couldn't sit down at work the next day after I ate his original Howlin' Ray's?
No, version? I'm okay. No.
Because he put pure capsaicin extract in it, and I started hallucinating.
I wasn't interested
Okay. I threw up, and the throw up was so spicy that it burned my eyes and started crying.
Oh, no. That's dangerous.
Yeah, he adjusted the recipe after that. I was his guinea pig.
Okay, good.
You got to push the limit somewhere before you know to dial back.
Ouch.
But I'm saying, you get, like, a Popeye. There's a limit to how good the Popeye's chicken sandwich can be because it is a fast food chicken sandwich. So once you get up to a certain tier of, like, a good fried chicken sandwich specialist or a fine dining restaurant, then Popeye seems very, very out of place. But that said, it still punches above its weight class.
Totally.
In so many freaking restaurants.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Even, like, Plancheck. Have you had the chicken sandwich from Plancheck? Oh, don't turn your nose up at Plancheck.
I'm not turning it up. I just had a really oily, gristly experience there, and I haven't been back in maybe
with the chicken sandwich or a burger?
Burger. I haven't been back there in like 6 years. I'm sorry. I had one bad experience. I don't want to go back.
Makes sense. Full disclosure, I interned for Plancheck in college. I have to say that because I have a dog in this fight. It is a very kind of like fancy hipstery burger restaurant in Los Angeles, but they serve a $14 fried chicken sandwich there.
Oh.
And it's fried chicken thighs with a smoked milk gravy, Hatch chili pimento cheese, and duck ham.
I love pimento cheese.
I do too.
I have a love affair with pimento cheese.
I totally agree. It's a cheese and a sauce and a dip and a schmear.
I went to Pine State, and my mouth is salivating. I went to Pine State Biscuits in Portland, Oregon.
That place slaps.
And wow, wowie zowie. What a beautiful food experience that was. If you ever go to Portland, Oregon, please eat pimento cheese from Pine State Biscuits. Thank you so much.
Yeah, go to Pine State Biscuits. That place rules.
Thank you so much.
just exhaustively thanking Pine State Biscuits.
It's been a few years, but it was one of those, you know, you had a great food experience with Johnny Ray's Own, and I had one. Did I have fried chicken there?
Probably. They're big on their fried chicken breakfast biscuit.
I think I might have had a fried chicken biscuit with pimento cheese, and that, like, blew my mind. I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
Bro, we got to go to Portland.
Do you want to go? Yeah? I've already been. I want to go somewhere new.
No, I want to go back to Pip's Donuts in Portland.
Oh, I've never been to Pip's.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
They got the little, they're the cider, or are they cider donuts?
What do you do there in Portland other than eat amazing food 24/7? There's nothing else to do in Portland other than eat the most amazing food at hike.
No, I went to the World Indoor Track and Field Championship and saw a Russian woman jump 7 meters 23.
7 meters 23?
That's right. 7 meters 23. World lead at the time. One of the longest. Yeah, so that's pretty big.
What is the 23?
It's like centimeters.
Okay.
7 meters.
Thank you for clarifying.
Point is, a place like Plancheck, a place that is serving a $14 chicken sandwich, they don't just traffic in delicious fried chicken. Mm-hmm. They got all the bells and whistles. They got the Hatch chili pimento cheese. They got the duck ham, all that. Popeyes is limiting in their sort of simplicity, but all their stuff is very well done. The pickles are good pickles. The sauce is a good spicy mayonnaise.
Yeah.
But what they were able to do is they didn't take any crazy fancy ingredients. Like McDonald's.
It's just done well.
It's done really well.
Yeah, it's done really well.
And I guess in my mind, I'm wondering if a very average chicken, if I were to make an average chicken sandwich at home, it mm-hmm. might taste very similar to Popeyes. If I was
you
like,
give
I just want
so much credit, I love it. I'm sorry.
Okay,
what does that mean?
No, it's honest. I do. I'm a raging narcissist.
That was a Mona Lisa Saffer scene experience. That was totally being
money, please.
Money, please.
That's like your spirit animal, Mona Lisa Saffer scene.
I've been watching a lot of Parks and Rec like snippets and stuff, and every time I see Mona Lisa, I'm like, that's me. I'm Mona Lisa Saffer scene. Like 10% of the time, maybe more. I don't know, depending on who you ask.
Jenny Slate. I almost called her Jenny Finch, who's a professional softball player.
I love Jenny Slate, and I love Mona Lisa Celestine. Okay, I'm done. Go back to talking about
fried chicken sandwiches are one of the few things that I think I can cook like very, very well. Up there with maybe the best.
Really? Why don't you make me one?
I don't cook anymore. I don't cook in the kitchen. I do podcasts and I write scripts and I do spreadsheets. I mean, for all intents and purposes, I cook. We all cook. But you know what I'm saying. Like, do you remember the days in the kitchen when we had so much free time that we just, like, make food for each other?
Remember when we had so much free time in the kitchen where I would just go upstairs and take a nap and you'd be like, enjoy these moments because you'll never do this again?
Okay, you're taking that out of context. That was a real thing, though. When Nicole was first hired here, we hadn't, like, launched the Mythical Kitchen channel. We didn't have a podcast. We were squatting up. For all this, we were assembling the crew.
Yeah.
And there was one day where Nicole was like, what do I do? And I was like, I'm going to be honest, there's not much to do today. And she was like, can I take a nap? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, but like, know that like, enjoy the rest times now. Because later, we got big plans for a lot of stuff. There might be times where we're pretty exhausted. So remember the fond times of napping and making each other spaghetti during lunch.
I miss those naps. It was so good. I would just like, I would just curl up. I would also be on Revolve looking at dresses too.
I'm very grateful for all the success of the podcast and the YouTube channel. But more than that, I wish I could nap and make spaghetti from scratch at work again.
You know what, Josh? At least one time this week, you can. How about you make a chicken sandwich, and then we buy a Popeye's chicken sandwich, and then we have both next to each other, and
that's
then we see
the final
which is
test.
Better. Yeah, we got
to
do
the final test to see if it's overrated. Yeah. Is Popeye's overrated, or am I overrated?
Yeah, and you can't make a Popeye style chicken sandwich. You make your own chicken sandwich from your heart and soul.
Ooh.
Put whatever frills you want on it. Do whatever you want, man. This is your manifest destiny. Is that a push reference? AP US history, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, you just said A-push.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, my God, I haven't heard that in so long.
Yeah.
Oh, that felt disgusting. I got a 3 on that test.
I never took it. But yeah, I think you can make a pretty good chicken sandwich. I would like to believe that you could.
I think so. And I think I can make it taste better than Popeye's in a vacuum, just by virtue of being fresher.
Okay.
You know?
But, okay, well, why don't we just go in the parking lot, make a sandwich in the parking lot, and then I go to the thing, and then I eat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, parking lot chicken.
Parking lot chicken.
Parking lot chicken.
Josh, we'll make a parking lot chicken sandwich.
I'm down to that.
So when I first delved into the fast food world, I was a Jack in the Box girl, so I would eat the spicy chicken sandwich from Jack in the Box.
Are you talking about the budget spicy chicken sandwich?
Was it
a 99-cent one?
It didn't have cheese on it.
Okay, that was probably like they had like a deluxe. Because I remember having a Jack in the Box chicken sandwich as well.
Yeah, and it was good.
It was good. I have a deep, deep fondness for cheap chicken sandwiches.
I do too. I love a good cheap chicken sandwich.
I do. So my personal favorite, I remember I had an NFL draft party when I was 12 years old. Me and all my little 12-year-old friends.
Wow, that's fun,
assembled
Josh.
In a friend's garage, and we all spent our little, like, you know, 12-year-old $3 in our pockets on chicken sandwich. We had just had a pile of Carl's Jr. spicy chicken sandwiches. It's got a single leaf of the whitest iceberg lettuce. Not a tinge of green in any of this lettuce. It's got the hottest mayonnaise, but it is a very, very well-spiced chicken sandwich.
Super well-spiced.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, I agree with you.
Visible black pepper.
Yes.
So much. So much visible black pepper in the batter. And so I think part of me struggles with this new rebranding of like a luxury chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There's something about, there's something like nostalgic about that weird peppered breading that is too thick in some spots, too thin in others. It's this weird brown. It's not a delicious brown.
The chicken's just a gray paste.
It looks like carpet. Like, you know, the breading looks like carpet, but it's so nostalgic. And when you put it against a chicken sandwich like a Popeyes or a Chick-fil-A, you're like, I miss it. You know, you kind of miss that, like, OG flavor.
I agree with that. I think maybe that's something, like, are we, fast food restaurants have gone through this weird shift where they... So fast food restaurants in America especially, people are obsessed with value, right?
Of course.
Where I believe this to be true, that we're the only country that has like dollar menus and value menus.
We
and
do?
A whole separate menu just for like, hey, you want to spend a dollar on lunch today? Here's what you can do.
I didn't know that.
And it's not necessarily just for, you know, low-income people. It's for people to feel like it's for all the people like my dad who would go to an all-you-can-eat buffet in Vegas for $8 and then criticize me if I went to anywhere but the crab legs first.
He's
like, you gotta try and bankrupt him.
Of course, what's the point of going to a buffet if you're not gonna eat the high-end things? You're gonna eat salad? You keep that salad plate empty, young man.
No, you need to be the reason that buffets should not feasibly exist from an economic perspective.
You always go and get the Eggs Benedict.
Luxury proteins and sauces that are tough to make and cost labor.
Josh!
You get the shrimp and you get the hollandaise.
Yeah, you always get the hollandaise. They never have steak at these buffets. Have you ever been to the Wynn Buffet?
No, I want to, though.
You
want to
feel rich? Go to the Wynn Buffet.
I've been kicked out of a buffet in Reno, Nevada.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, we had a lot of mimosas. It was all you can drink mimosas. And me and my friends, we went from when the brunch opened at 9 a.m. and we stayed till 1:30 p.m. And we took advantage. You know, we ate multiple meals there and had a good time. And then they came up and they were just like, hey, I know it's all you can drink, all you can eat, but I feel y'all have taken advantage somewhat.
Wow.
We would politely ask if you would get up, and we were like,
gluttony.
No problem. You are in the right on this one, man. And we tipped very well.
Good.
But yeah, no, I absolutely love that. And so I think in America, we want to have this value from fast food restaurants.
Sure.
And we want a cheap meal.
Yeah.
And also a lot of people need a cheap meal.
Agreed.
But now as the tides generally shift and fast food restaurants have found themselves, you know, unable to scrape by in those margins, especially because of the franchise system where it's all small business owners and they want more and more, that we now have this system where we're selling $6 chicken sandwiches and combo meals cost $12. And fast food is sort of, you know, becoming more elevated, and maybe part of me just yearns for these like 3-bite McChicken sized sandwiches of the past.
Yeah, every time I go through a drive thru, I'm like, what? $11?
Yeah.
What did I get?
It's great.
I feel the same way.
So, not McDonald's, Taco Bell had the best recession of any fast food restaurant.
Okay, tell me more.
So, in 2008, during the housing crash, do you guys want to go into Obama's housing policies? So Taco Bell had the best...
Do I have a choice?
Taco Bell had the best recession. They are recession-proof because they sell so many small-ticket items.
So are mattresses.
What?
Mattresses are also recession-proof.
Are they really?
I was told this.
I didn't know that.
Maybe 3 years ago.
I heard candy in movies. Like movie tickets and candy sales.
Yeah, movie tickets because people are sad and want to go to the movies.
Escapism.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Candy, don't know.
Same thing. People are sad. They need to eat Hershey's cookies and cream bars. But Taco Bell was able to get mine in 2008 and actually explode in growth because they sold so many small ticket items, whereas a place like Pizza Hut really got hurt. Because Pizza Hut's selling, you know, $30 meal deals. But if people are like, look, times are tight, I'm going to buy a bunch of 79-cent cheese roll-ups and 89-cent tacos and get by on that. And so I think right now we're in this weird era where fast food is slowly trying to merge with the real restaurant world, which is why I think Popeye's sandwich is so interesting because there's no crazy bells and whistles on it. It's not excessively fast foody. It isn't very average but good chicken sandwich with basic ingredients that you could find at any sit-down restaurant, but they did it very well.
So, Josh, what's the final answer? Is it overrated or is it not overrated? Let the people know.
By definition, you have to say it's overrated simply for the fact that guns were drawn in parking lots. But outside of that, it's not. It's deserving of all the hype. They did something, I believe, really special that upended the fast food world. And bite for bite, taste for taste, it is an incredibly tasty sandwich.
Well done.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually million-dollar advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Nicole, we've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the Twitterverse. It's time for a segment we call
Opinions Are Like Casseroles.
You guys realized?
What?
No one, like, asked us to, like, sing or shout that title.
Oh.
But we've been doing it since day one.
Why wouldn't you? But, like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
There's a semicolon written in the script.
Like, it could easily just be, like, it's time for a segment we call
Opinions are like casseroles, but we're saying it together.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we sing together?
Are both of us just trying to shout over the other one the whole time?
I'm singing. You're shouting.
Oh, they're the same thing for me. All right, first up, we got at WillShrake1. Snack it. This is a long one. Get ready. Snacking tomatoes with a little bit of salt dipped in sour cream is an oddly incredible treat. You know how every other bite of a chalupa from Taco Bell has no meat? It's just like that, but with less carbs, fat, and calories. This is actually getting at something incredibly deep.
What is that? So
they're talking about they like dipping tomatoes in salt and sour cream because it reminds them of the condiments of Taco Bell. Because they're talking about the bite of a chalupa that has no meat, which is to say, like, they're eating, you know, it's lettuce, cheese, sour cream, tomato is the other things on a chalupa supreme.
Yes.
And so for them, the memory of sour cream and tomato plus salt equals Taco Bell. And so they've broken down the flavor formula of Taco Bell that they enjoy to basically just being tomato, sour cream, and salt.
So you're trying to tell me this person's tongue is a super taster tongue and they are geniuses.
Well, either that or they're just very tapped into their lizard brain like I was when I was a kid. Nicole, I was a very intuitive child. I was an indigo child.
Oh, I saw a documentary on those.
Wait, is there a documentary?
It's a Vice documentary.
Oh, my mom really believed in that stuff and
really?
It scarred me for a little
bit.
Oh
my God, let's talk about
it later. Do you want to talk about childhood
traumas? Later.
But anyways, I remember just eating a mayonnaise, ketchup, and lettuce sandwich. Because I was like, this is the flavor of a fast food burger that I enjoy. Lettuce, ketchup, and mayonnaise.
I wonder if I've done that with anything before.
Yeah, think about it. Because again, it's a lizard brain thing that you don't think about.
Why are you saying lizard brain?
Like lizard. Sorry, Pete Holmes says that in his podcast a lot. Big fan of Pete Holmes. It's like you're maybe not id. I don't know anything about Freudian psychology. Mm-hmm. But like the part of you that you aren't necessarily conscious of. Like your subconscious is like, I don't know why I'm craving.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I got one. So it's whenever you dip like white bread in tomato sauce and you put an anchovy on it. And that is like puttanesca.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Okay, I do that a lot.
Yeah, it's like the component parts of a thing you enjoy that you don't want to go through the effort of getting
to. Yes, I do that many a time.
Yeah, Will Shrake, you're low-key a genius.
Correct. Masked Rider 50PD says, grilled cheese with American Nutella, amazing comfort dessert. You spelled dessert wrong.
Got him!
This is interesting. I feel like we've heard an opinion similar to this before by putting Nutella and cheese together. Whatever floats your boat, man. I understand how this works, but only with white American grilled cheese, not with any sort of other kind of cheese.
But do white American and yellow American actually taste different?
I don't know.
But I know what you mean. The yellow makes it savory. The white makes it potentially able to be sweet.
Thank you for understanding.
Lizard brain. Dumb idiot lizard brain.
You're a dumb idiot lizard brain, but so am I.
You know how I remember to spell dessert correctly?
Because when you're in the desert, it's one S, but it's dessert because you want more? It's two S's.
Yeah, pretty much. Some like a 9-year-old child, when I was also a 9-year-old child, goes, dessert has two S's because it's so good that it deserves more.
Yes, yes, yeah.
And every time I'm like spelling dessert or desert, I'm like, dessert, it deserves more. Oh, yeah, yeah, two S's.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, the idea of chocolate and cheddar cheese flavor to me makes me a little bit sick.
Yeah, can't do that.
Yeah.
But like, you know how like you have like a wedge of Baybel cheese, Babybel,
yeah,
and like trail mix with like chocolate in it?
Yeah, I'm not putting Babybel in my trail mix, but I know what you're talking about.
No, but like they're on the side because they're snacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that's like you went on a hike. Why do I keep talking about hikes today? It's like you went on a trail and it's like, okay, time to eat at the end of the trail. You have beef jerky, you got trail mix and a little piece of processed
sweaty
cheese.
Babybel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get down with that. I'm curious to try this, especially with American cheese because it's such a neutral flavor profile that this would just be like a textural smorgasbord for
me.
Totally. So I'm curious in it, but overall skeptical, but again, respect your opinion. At R. Chase K, fried pickles are only acceptable in their one true form. Chips with ranch, fried pickle spears are just hot garbage, literally.
Mm.
I agree. I had fried pickles at a barbecue restaurant in San Luis Obispo called Moe's.
Fun.
So fun. And really great place. But they were fried pickle chips with ranch and very kind of heavy batter. So you're basically getting fried batter, a little bit of sour flavor dipped in the creaminess of the ranch. Fantastic. Then I go to another barbecue restaurant, Lucille's, that is either... Who's the blues guitarist? B.B. King.
I've been to Lucille's. There's like a bunch of Lucille's.
Yeah, it's a chain, or at least a somewhat mini chain.
Fox Hills Mall.
Yeah, I went to one in like the Laguna Hills Mall.
Yeah, yeah, fire.
Really, oh my God, they're like biscuits with like whipped cinnamon apple butter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love everything about Lucille's.
Delicious. But I love everything about their, except for their fried pickles because they were fried pickle spears.
Mm.
And literally, I mean, hot garbage. It is not a good way to fry a pickle.
Too long. But you know what?
Too thick.
I'm just not a fried pickle person.
Mm.
Because it's wet.
It is wet.
Wet, hot. Ow! You know what I mean?
Yeah, that you bite in, you get the molten pickle juice.
Yeah,
in your mouth,
it doesn't do it for me.
I think you gotta dry the pickles. It's kind of paradoxical because you have to dry the pickles, but the point of a pickle is that it's wet.
Yeah.
So you gotta dry the pickle before you fry it.
I like the pickle because of the juice.
Yeah.
It doesn't really do it for me when it's deep fried like that.
Again, it's like chicken breast. It takes a lot of skill to fry a pickle properly.
Like, yeah, it's like banchan. You know, it's like it's an addition to my meal. It's not the meal itself. I don't know. Whatever.
I know what you mean. You're turning like what should be a sort of condiment snack.
To help cut through the fattiness. It is the fattiness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. Fried, it's polarizing.
Steve Ray 22 says, best French fry style / type is shoestring. Better than curly, steak cut, crinkle, etc. Hands down. Well, Steve, I like curly fries. What you gonna do about it?
Get him. Get them, Nicole. Get them. I used to think that shoestring fries are fancy.
I like them, though.
You like shoestring fries?
I like them when they have truffle and parsley and Parmesan cheese on them. If they don't, I don't really.
So you also think they're fancy?
I guess.
No, I do, too. Shoestring fries, I only enjoy them eating them like popcorn. The way you shovel fistfuls in.
Yes.
That's the advantage of a shoestring
fry.
You can fist it in your mouth.
Yes, you can.
Okay. I love shoestring fries insofar as they can be fisted into my mouth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any other context? Eating a single shoestring fry, eating any less than 8 shoestring fries in a single bite is, to me, a bad food experience.
Yeah, you can't see this right now, but I'm doing the finger motion of how I would grab a shoestring fry.
You go 3 fingers. I go 4.
I go 3 fingers because this is my tactile. This is how I like grab things. You see? Like, that's how I grab things.
I just want a mountain of shoestring fries now. I don't know if it's just because I'm hungry.
Yeah,
but
like, I want them with truffle oil and really finely chopped parsley just, like, sprinkled on top and then some shaved pecorino. Wouldn't that be good? But the pecorino needs to be grated, not shaved, because the shave would, like, melt over it and it would create this weird cage that I wouldn't enjoy. Okay, next one.
Yeah, you want the pecorino just to be gently warmed by the oil of the fries so it kind of, like, opens up the aromas, but you don't want
it
to melt.
You're so right. Yeah. I miss restaurants.
Yeah, me too. At Spokadin, snow caps on a fresh little Caesar's Italian cheese bread, the chocolate mixing with the salty butter, I am struggling to perceive this. Hold on. The crunch of the nonpareils under the chewiness of the bread and the mild sweetness of the Italian seasoning.
Mm-mm.
Do people know what snow caps are?
Oh, I don't know, but they're nonpareils. They're a
Which is just candy. It's just a hard candy, right?
No. It's chocolate with the tiny little hard candies on the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're also called nonpareils. You can get them in a rainbow, too. But, oh, my God. This is one of the most nauseating takes
Wait,
I've
really?
Ever seen. Yeah, I can't.
Hold on. I was reading this and I was really enjoying it. Despite not enjoying, for whatever reason, to me, the key here is the crunchiness of the nonpareils.
I'm nauseous.
It's the textural contrast of the nonpareils that I think would be a delight. For me, somehow that crunch bridges the gap between the melted chocolate and the oregano.
Oh, no.
I can't explain it, but it's intuitive.
Snowcaps are one of my favorite movie theater snacks.
It's one of those snacks that you only eat in a movie theater.
Only in a movie theater, but... Oh my gosh, this is the one take out of all takes that has made me the most nauseated.
Little Caesar's crazy bread is,
is that the
one
only
of the,
change?
What? Well, no, because I'm imagining this. I have not had their Italian cheese bread because I exclusively get crazy bread. And my favorite thing about Little Caesar's crazy bread is they serve it to you with ice cold gazpacho.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Their sauce, for whatever reason, they've decided we shan't warm the red sauce that comes with the crazy bread. They leave it ice cold and it is like a gazpacho.
Why are you saying gazpacho like gazpacho?
Like gazpacho. That's how I pronounce it. It's served with a little gazpacho and I suck the gazpacho off of the hot crazy bread and it's absolutely delicious. And so maybe I'm just riding the high of Little Caesar's bread appetizers. But to me, I like this. I like this. This is a good,
Okay, I need to recoup. Fallout Jerk says, Hidden Valley Ranch is the worst ranch. It's gross. There, I said it. What is in the water today? What is going on? What's a better ranch, huh? When Newman's Own? When Wishbone?
You know,
What is it then? You can't just say it and then not follow up and tell me what's the best one. Now I'm going to wonder. And that's not fair.
Sometimes, though, I do. No, I know. I don't like that I'm about to say it. Sometimes I eat Hidden Valley Ranch and I'm like, I wish it was a little sharper. It's such a big part of my childhood. It's such a big part of my day-to-day diet now. But there's times that I eat it and I'm like, I can't eat this without cutting it with hot sauce.
Wow.
It just has, it's, I don't know if it's gotten different over the years, if I've changed over the years, but it seems like there's just a little bit too much corn syrupy sweetness in there.
Hmm.
And then I'm thinking about like the house-made ranch from Outback, which as it turns out is not Sysco Ranch.
Oh, yeah, I found that out. Yeah, we found that
crazy.
Out together.
And I'm thinking about that, like, watery diner ranch that is so good. And I'm like, man, I wish you could just bottle that up. You know, I hate to say it, but I think that there may be a gap in the market right now for some artisanal, just good. It doesn't need to be artisanal. It needs to be a good bottled ranch dressing.
We've got him, Tiger.
Oh, we found our summer project. Sorry, I pre-shuddered at this one. Add Taylor Swift's kid. Extra sharp cheddar and candy corn together tastes like cheesecake.
I'm going to try this. Yeah. We have extra sharp cheddar and candy corn in the kitchen. Let's go try it.
That's how you know it's a good opinion. This to me is the quintessentially good opinion casserole.
This is a really good opinion casserole.
It is absolute lizard brain because it makes sense.
Lizard brain.
This is lizard brain defined, right? That you get like the yeastiness, the bacterial punch of sharp cheddar, the saltiness that you would get from a cream cheese mixed with the intense sweetness of just, I don't know, what is it, like malatol candy corn?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever, because it's not just sugar. It's like
malatol.
A sugar and then a chemical that makes it taste like the delicious chemical that candy corn tastes like, because candy corn is absolutely delicious. Taylor Swift's kid, this is an incredible opinion. We can't verify or non-verify it, but we about to.
I'm all about this. This is a great opinion. Well done. Del Farton says, I like to cut up my pancakes and put them in a bowl, and then I add syrup and mix it in. More syrup coverage on them fluffy goodies is where it's at. No stacks over here.
No stacks.
First of all, this is very well written. I really commend you on your syntax.
Good syntax, Del Farton.
Good syntax. And, you know, this is a little quirk you got, and I accept your quirks and all that may happen from the quirks. So this is cute.
Shout out to friend of the show, Chelsea Ruffalo, who is the first person that I've ever seen to take an entire stack of pancakes and cut it into squares. And then she douses the whole thing in syrup and butter. And then she has like pre-made. So she doesn't have to like look up from brunch and spend time, you know, looking up to friends and then down to cut her pancakes. She pre-cuts them all.
Huh.
And that to me is what this is getting at. And at first everyone's like, Chelsea, what are you doing? That's weird. But now everyone's just like, hey, yo, this is the best way to eat pancakes.
I don't like pancakes. I like waffles. So.
What? Is that consistent with the opinions on our pancakes versus waffles? I don't remember, if I'm being honest. We say too many things on the show.
I don't like pancakes right now.
Yeah, Maggie, we'll do an alt take. One of Nicole saying, I don't like waffles, I like pancakes. One of her saying, just to be consistent. Because who knows?
Shut up, you silly.
Well, thank you for stopping by. Hot Dog is a podcast. Today we're a podcast. Tomorrow might be ranch dressing. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mythical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at Mythical Chef or @Hendizada with the hashtag Opinion Casserole.
And for more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube where we launch new videos every week.
And of course, if you want to share pictures of your dishes, why are you laughing?
Of course.
Hit us up on Instagram at Mythical Kitchen.
See y'all next time.
Ranch Project, up top!
Honestly, what's
Ranch Project!
Nicole, what's stopping us?
Nothing.
Nothing.